Sports fans are in for a treat next week when Adelaide will act as host city for the National Netball Championships of under-17s and 19s divisions. The national playoffs will be held in the city over 4 days next week, from Tuesday through Saturday, with finals on Sunday the 22nd of April. Leading our under-19s team onto the court, State Vice Captain and Championship Gold Medalist Maisie Nankivell, who joins us now to tell us a bit about the upcoming Championship playoffs. Welcome to Radio Adelaide Breakfast, Maisie.
Thank you for having me.
So this must be one of the biggest events of the year on the netball calendar, especially for your divisions. How prepared would you say your side is to compete on the stage?
So obviously most of the year we are preparing for this national tournament. We have a lot of girls from various clubs come together into one team to verse all the other states in the best sort of underage national competition in the nation. So it is really exciting to be playing alongside girls who I've played with growing up, and obviously you do actually have those genuine friendships amongst the team, so it's really good.
Do you ever have those sort of team-building exercises as part of the training?
Yeah, so the first couple of trainings are always like team bonding sessions, writing your values that you are going to live by as a team. And it is really fun because you do really get to know the girls, and I think that's really important because you need to know them off the court as well so you can, have those friendships along the way as well. So it is really important.
You had many victories as vice-captain of the under-17 side in 2016. What would you say what was your formula then for success?
I think success really comes from it. It is like a team sport, so I think having that unity as a team and being able to have those honest conversations. So in the moment of a game, sometimes you need to have a quick word to a player to say, lift the ball here, and just those quick conversations on court can really be critical in those moments to have the success in a grand final, because it can be quite stressful. I think also being able to switch off after games is important, because you don't want to be over-analysing every component of your game. You want to be able to have some fun off the court as well, so I think that's really important.
To help me understand, as team captain, what is expected from you and what other experiences do you bring to the captaincy?
Suppose as captain, you have to be able to demonstrate the values that you hold closely to your heart. So some of those within our team is commitment and honesty and communication. So I think it's just really demonstrating and setting an example of those values that you hold close to your heart. And then also as a captain, I hope to bring sort of a very confidence in all my players. I think that I'm very much a on-court leader by the way that I hold myself on court, and I like to feel that I bring a high intensity to my game, so I like to really lead by example. I think I have a strong body presence, I think that in some ways lifts the spirits of the team.
What local club do you play for when not representing the state?
Yes, so currently I'm playing with the Matrix Netball Club in the Premier League division. This will be my third year there now, and really loving it there. All the coaches are so, all the accolades that they have are really highly regarded. I love all the girls there. It's a very inclusive environment, and I'm getting the best out of my netball there, so it's really great.
I'm speaking with Maisie Nankivell, captain of the State Under-19s netball side, about the upcoming national championships to be held in Adelaide next week. Now, as such a high-ranking player, you must have had a lot of game time experience. Can you remember any sort of pivotal games you've played, or perhaps from when you started, that sort of put you on your path and gave you a lot of experience?
Yeah, so I started when I was probably about 7. I did all those sort of NetSet Go programs, and I think that's where my passion for netball really sparked from a very young age. I remember watching all the Diamonds games with my family, my grandma in particular, and just watching the likes of Nat Umberto play, and I always just wanted to be just as great as they were. But I think that Over the national tournaments in particular, I have had a lot of game time. I think in the past two nationals, I've only had two quarters off each year. So it is quite draining on your body. You have to be able to have that fitness there and back up each game with the pressure of being a starting player and performing. So I think having that experience under my belt, I know what it takes to be a starting player and having to be a consistent player as well. And then obviously I always look back on the grand final in 2016 in Perth where the under-17s won the gold medal, and I always look at back on that and think that's why we play, and I always look at the photos and I'm always so happy. Like, it's, I still get goosebumps today, so just those moments make it really special.
What are your future aspirations for the game, perhaps to play for a side like the Diamonds?
Yeah, so it's probably a little bit far of my reach at the moment. Like, I'm definitely on that pathway, and I would obviously love to have that exposure at that level. It is something that I aspire to do, whether it's Thunderbirds, Vixens, Firebirds, whatever. Yeah, it is something that I am working towards, but I think I've just got to take it step by step at the moment, keep continuing with my personal development. So currently I'm in the SASSI netball program as well, and Australian Netball Southern Force team. So they're really good development pathways that that have daily training environments that I'm doing at the moment to sort of kickstart that next step that I hope to take with my netball. Yeah.
Are you involved in any other sports besides netball?
Not at the moment, just because netball is so full on, and that's definitely where a lot of my time goes, and I like to think that I'm very committed to that. But growing up, I definitely played multi-sports just because I saw netball as something that I wanted to take seriously, and then I also needed an avenue where I could just play socially, have a bit of fun with my friends. So I used to do a lot of running. I was in state cross-country teams, and then I did have to make a decision to switch to netball and choose between the two. So, but then even basketball's just kept my ball skills up as well. So, yeah, definitely played multi-sports, but now I think it's just time to commit to one.
Now, looking again at the National Netball Championships next week, what final preparations would you say your side's going through to get ready?
Well, at the moment, we're just making sure that we're sticking with our same routine that we would be every week. We don't want to overthink it. Obviously, sleep, hydration, nutrition is really important leading up to the Nationals. We've also had a couple of trainings where we've just gone through structures, just basic sort of training, nothing too strenuous, just so our bodies are relaxed, and we're sort of tapering off so that we can peak during the Nationals week. And then I've had a couple of conversations to the girls. A couple of them haven't played Nationals before, so just having a quiet little word to them and making them really relax about the whole week, because especially playing in front of a home ground, the crowd and the atmosphere is going to be huge. And obviously we're all excited for that and can't wait to wear our colours with pride. So, yeah, just really, really excited for the whole week, and to be captain as well is an absolute privilege. And to lead that team with some players like the likes of Chelsea Blackman, Tyler Orr, Georgia Dent. It is really special, and to have those as my friends as well, it really adds to it. So
I may be thinking of other sports, more of other sports, but are there any interstate rivalries we should be wary of in this championship?
I'd say we've always had a good tussle with Victoria and New South Wales. But then again, you can never underestimate WA. I think they every year have really good battles, and they beat some of the stronger teams as well. So especially now that in the 19s category, teams can have import players, it makes the competition a lot more intense and demanding, knowing that it is the best players from all the states combined. So, yeah, I think you have to be open and say, like, you go into every match thinking that they're going to beat you, so you want to be able to perform as well. So,
what can we do to show our support for the local side?
Okay, so starting on Tuesday, the 17th of April, we have our first match against Victoria. So we would love to see you out at Priceline Stadium for our first match. You can purchase tickets online. We would love to see you out there. Wear something red, bring a loud voice, and really let's build to our Reds army and get behind all the young talents that SA have produced with their netball.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Maisie.
Thank you for having me.
Maisie Nankervell, captain of the State Under-19s netball side, speaking about her team's preparation for the upcoming National Netball Championships.